Listening Library presents A Crack in the Sea by H.M. Bauman, read for you by Bonnie Turpin, with an afterword read by the author. As with true stories, Venus's story has no beginning. As with fantasy, her tale weaves through everything. The book about her, this book you are holding in your hands right now, will open with Kinchin and Pip, and soon enough, Caesar. We'll arrive at Tan much, much later, because it is sometimes the nature of books to tell things in what seems to be the wrong order. Don't forget Tan. He's coming. And Venus will be here all along. Part 1. Kinchin and Pip. Tethen, summer 1978. Chapter 1. When Kinchin came back from milking the goats, old Wren sat up in bed and told her that Pip was gone. He'd been taken away by a very polite raft worlder, one of the raft king's guards, down to the governor's house for afternoon tea. "Afternoon tea?" Kinchin asked. It was the first thing that came out of her mouth, but certainly not the real question. What would the king of Raft World, or their island's own governor for that matter, want with Pip? He was just a boy, only 11. And on top of that, everyone in town thought he was slow-witted, not all there. As she'd once overheard.